I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. You may be seated today across the building today. It is good that we can get back into the house of the Lord, that we can acknowledge our Lord and Savior today on this Sabbath Sunday. And again, you elected to be here today. We want to thank you for being here today, that God is truly with us, and without Him we cannot do anything, and we know that God is for us. And so we give Him praise and glory and honor. I have been working on this series the last couple of Sundays, and I'll be continuing on here for a little while. It's called Slavery to Freedom Series, and if you have missed any of these sermons, I want to encourage you. You can go to our website, to www.vsclexington.org, go into the media area, and you can click on and hear these sermons as well with this Slavery to Freedom series. And so today, I want to continue on because we're going to be studying through the book of Exodus of the Old Testament. And so if you have your Bibles today, or your tablet, your Android app, or Apple, whatever you might have today, I call it gadgetry, whatever it is that we can get into God's Word, go with me to Exodus, the 6th chapter, beginning with the first verse. We're going to go into Exodus, the 6th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Slavery to Freedom series, sermon number 3. And the title of my message today is this: Good News for Burdened People. Good news for burdened people. And if there was ever a world which we live, and now it is, there is a lot of people that are feeling burdened. They're feeling very heavy. They have very heavy hearts. A lot of times people don't know what the future holds. And therefore, it's not like we have a crystal ball to let us know what's going to happen towards the end of the year or what's going to happen next year. We don't know that. But we do know that God is with us, Emmanuel. God is with us, and that He is going to sustain us and take care of us through day by day as we continue to trust Him. And you know, it's not going to be where we're always on cloud nine all the time. Even with Christians, we're not always on the cloud nine all the time. There are valleys that you and I go through. There are things. We're human. There are issues that we have to deal with. There is the test of our faith that tries us, and there's things that we deal with. But I want you to know today that God is there with you every step of the way. I've said it and will say it again. Sometimes the enemy likes for us to feel like that we're alienated, that we're on an island, and there's no help. There's nobody around, and it makes us feel like, well, God, where are you? And I want you to know today that God is there with you. You've just got to reach up. You've got to reach out, and you've got to trust Him, because He's Abba Father. He's Daddy to us. I call Him Daddy. Daddy, He's Daddy to us. And I know as a child growing up, when I had issues, I would always go to my biological father to try to get comfort. But when He's not there, and now He has gone into glory, and He's went on to be with the Lord many, many years ago, I can't go to my biological father, but I can go to the Heavenly Father. And He will guide me, He'll direct me, He'll protect me, He'll take care of me. And the same God that I'm serving today is the same God can do the same for you as well. And so I encourage you today to know that God is with you even through your burdens. He is there with you. He is in the eye of the storm of your life. And so we're going to see here a little bit about good news for burdened people. In Exodus 6 and 1, the Bible says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand He will let them go, and with a strong hand, he will drive them out of his land. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, I appeared to Isaac, and I appeared to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Lord, I was not known to them, and I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of the pilgrimage, in which they were strangers. And I have also heard the groanings of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians kept or would keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. And I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. And then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord. Now, I want us to look here a little bit, as time will permit, on this passage today. I want you to see here a little bit that God is clearly having a conversation with Moses. He is speaking to Moses. He is letting Moses know that, listen, I see my covenant. God's covenant. He has a covenant. He says, I see my covenant. He says, not only do I see my covenant, but he says, I also see my people. God's people, Israel. He also sees exactly what the wicked Pharaoh, of the king of the Egyptians, is doing. He's put them in slavery. He has caused the taskmasters, the rulers over them, as he looks at everything. He's putting stress on them. He's causing them to work around the clock. He's not giving them a break. In other words, he is creating more burdens in their lives. He's creating more work in their lives. And he begins to work harder and harder because he has an agenda. Pharaoh does. He wants things done the way he wants it done because he's over everyone in this region right now. I want you to know today, there may be things that you're dealing with right now that you'd like to pull your hair out. You would like to throw your hands up. You'd like to put the towel in and quit on God and say, I can't handle this anymore, God. I can't go on any further. I want to remind you today, folks, that God sees your burdens. He sees your heart. He knows exactly what you and I are going through, for he has created you and me in his image for us to worship him and for us to acknowledge who he is, that he says, I am that I am. Period. God is God. God will be God in your life as you relinquish everything and say, Lord, take full charge, not some, not a little bit, but say, Lord, I fully surrender. I want to saturate myself in love to you, Lord. And God, I know you will do this in my best interest. He sees what you're going through. And guess what? It's not for you to be in that situation forever. You might be down, but God has not planned it for you to stay down. You may feel like you're in the valley and you can't get up, but I want you to know there is a tomorrow. There is a Sunday that's coming. There is victory on top of victory, and he will bring victory into your heart and life. He will restore your soul. He will put you on a solid rock, and he'll put you in a foundation that nothing can disturb, because there's nothing that can separate you from the love of God. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world, and He will be the sustainer. He will have the last laugh, and He will be in charge, and He will take control. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. We have soaked around so long. We have wallowed around in grief. We have felt like there's just no way out. There's no way we can climb out. There's no way we can fly out. There's no way we could run out. And a lot of times the enemy wants to keep us down. But I want you to know today, he is a liar. He is the father of lies. He tries to do everything he can to keep us down, but he can't keep us down, because God is greater, and he will restore your hearts today. Listen, I want you to know today that God sends a messenger, which is Moses, to Pharaoh. He lets Moses know. Now, when you get there, Pharaoh is going to refuse to let the people go. God renews his pledge of deliverance, and he tells Moses, his heart is going to be hardened. I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart, but you're still going to do what I've asked you to do. A lot of times when things are happening and you don't know when it's ever going to break, if you're ever going to see sunlight, if you're ever going to see the dawn, I want you to know God will push through. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will restore, and he will bring exactly what he says he will bring. God cares about your troubles today. God cares about your troubles today. Some may not be caring about what you're going through, because in a society that we live, they're worried about themselves. They're not worried about you. I'm worried about what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, where I'm going to do it, how I'm going to do it. That's the world which we live. You don't see too many people that says, well, how are you doing today? Well, how are you doing okay? Or what's going on in your life? No, nobody wants to hear about that. They just want to worry about themselves. That's the world we live in. Don't ask me about what's going on. I've got to worry about myself. I can't worry about somebody else. Listen, I want you to know today, God cares and he understands, and he wants to know all about you, because he created you, and he will be the sustainer that will sustain you every step of the way. My first point today is this: God cares about your burdens. God cares about your burdens. Exodus 6 and 6 says, therefore say to the children of Israel, Moses say, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will not only bring you out, I will rescue you from their bondage. It's one thing to bring something out. It's another thing to rescue someone. In other words, when you rescue, you've completed bringing them out of what they're in. And I want you to know today, not only does God bring you out of the circumstance or brings you out of the situation, but he rescues completely from it. It's, in other words, you're not going back, but you're now moving forward, because now you've been rescued. You have been lost, but now you are found. He says, I will rescue from their bondage. And not only will he bring you out, not only will he rescue, he says, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm, with great judgment. He will bring you out of the burdens that you're dealing with. He will rescue you, and he will redeem and give you what you are needing in your life. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I want you to know today, it's a promise for hurting times. God knows about your pain. Listen, the extra labor causes by this call brings in freedom. When the enemy says, make bricks without straw, gather stubble and keep up the production. Beating by the taskmasters. In other words, the wicked Pharaoh is saying, continue on, continue on. Don't stop, don't stop. That's what the enemy wants to do. The enemy wants to continue on. He wants to beat you up. He wants to try to do everything he can to bring you down so that you will not have the victory because you'll be so saturated with yourself. Listen, your burdens are important to God. Listen, name your burdens before his throne. Call out what you're dealing with. A lot of times, people try to fix themselves. You'll try to, you know, guys are guys that normally likes to fix the problem. They like to correct the problem, but sometimes you can't just fix the problem. Sometimes you just can't physically correct the problem. It's a spiritual battle that can go on in our hearts and in our minds, and it has to be fought spiritually. And I want you to know today, sometimes it talks about that we need to what? Fight on our knees. Sometimes we've got to bend the knee. We've got to begin to pray. We've got to begin to call upon the name of the Lord and say, Lord, I've done everything I know to do. I've tried to fix this. I've tried to fix that. I've tried to correct this. I've tried to correct that. You know, I've always said, if you snort it up, you booze it up, you shoot it up, you do everything and you come right back to the same problem, why not link up with the Lord Jesus Christ and give Him a try? Why not try Him if you've done everything that you could possibly do to get away from your burdens, to get away from your problems? Because you can't snort it away, you can't booze it away, you can't shoot it away. But what you can do is fall upon the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I've done tried it all. I've done it all, and I'm still not finding relief. Then that's when you call upon the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, begin to take over what I cannot do. Lord, help me with what I'm trying to do. Lord, I'm making a mess out of it. Lord, I fully surrender to your Lordship. Then that's when God becomes God in your life, because you've done everything you know to do. You've tried to escape this. You've tried to escape that. You've tried to do this. You've tried to do that. And it's the same problem. Oh, yeah, it may go away for 24 hours. Oh, you'll have a great time over the weekend if you drink it up and shoot it up and do everything else. But you come right back to the same problem the next day, and you're dealing with it again, and you're faced with it again. I want you to know today, God wants to clear the burden in your life. He's wanting to wash those burdens away in your life. He's wanting you to have peace. He's wanting you to have joy. He's wanting you to have contentment. The peace that passeth all understanding. We can't begin to understand what God has in store for us. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered in the heart of man what God has in store for you and I today. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. I want you to know today, your burdens are important to God. Listen, He gives grace to help in the time of need. Listen, Hebrews 4 and 16 says this, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Let us come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. You and I must come boldly before the throne. You say, well, Pastor, how can you come boldly before the throne? How can we even get to God Himself? We get to God through the Lord Jesus Christ because He died for you and I over 2,000 years ago. And because of Him, we come boldly before God Almighty. We come boldly before His throne that we may obtain grace. God sees you. God sees me, a wretched sinner that we are. Listen, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. We all have fallen. There is fallacy that goes on. We're still human. We deal with issues. We deal with circumstances. We deal with the flesh every day. But guess what? We're to die out to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we read Galatians 2 and 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave Himself for me. It is Christ that is doing the cleansing. It is Christ that's doing the washing. It is the Christ that's bringing the burdens from our lives and lifting the burdens. It's Christ that does all of the work that we are saying that He does. I've always said and will say it again, let God be God. Let Him do His job. Let the Father do His job. Let the Son do His job. Let the Holy Spirit do His job. They are orchestrated together as one, but they are to do what they are to do for you and I today. Listen, my second point today is this. God cares about our bondage. He cares about your bondage today. Listen, you may be dealing and carrying a lot of weight in your life today. You may be feeling so burdened, so brought down that you can't hold your head up, that you can't seem to move on. It just seems like you take one step forward and three steps back, and there's just time and time and time again. Listen, God cares about the bondage. God clearly lets us know. He says, I will rid you of their bondage. For a while they were in bondage, but here was a point they were getting ready to be rid of their bondage. Why? Because God heard their plea. God remembered the covenant. God doesn't forget anything. We may forget in life. We may forget about a lot of things. But God doesn't forget. God sees exactly what you and I are going through. He sees the bondage that we may deal with time and time again. The difference between burdens and bondage is this. Burdens are concerns and cares and problems. Bondage is controlled by a person or a substance. Now, I want you to get this today. Now, I'm preaching here now. I want you to get this. Sometimes it's caught instead of taught here, but I want you to get this. Burdens are concerns, their cares, and their problems. Bondage is controlled by a person or a subject, okay, or a substance. Bondage is controlled by a person or a substance. Burdens are controls or concerns and cares and problems. The question today would be, what controls you today? Are you controlling your own self, your own destiny, and what you're doing? Is alcohol or any other drug controlling you? Is the temper that brings you grief, is it controlling you? Are the fears that limits your youthfulness, is it controlling you? These are things that the enemy will use against you. But I want you to know today God sees the burden that you're going through. God knows exactly what you and I are faced with and what we're facing today. But God says, I will rid you of your bondage. Not only does God care about our bondage, but third, God cares about our freedom. God cares about our freedom. Exodus 6 and 6 says, therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rescue from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. Listen, he says, I will redeem you. I am reminded that the Passover lamb would set them free. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am reminded that God will continue to sustain us. There's nothing that will pass by the blood of the Lamb, because the devil doesn't like the blood of the Lamb. He doesn't like to see the crucifixion, because he thought Jesus being on the cross would have been crucified, and he was, but he really thought when he went into a tomb that the tomb would be sealed completely and that he would never get out. But I want you to know today, God gave a promise that his son would go through death, hell, and the grave. And he promised that he would rise on the third day. And the promise was that he'd be sitting beside the right hand of the Father. And that actually came through. And it came through. And God clearly said and meant what he said and said what he meant. And there was not enough devils in hell that can stop the mighty moving of God when God had spoken. Because God was bringing freedom to you and I. He was bringing bondage away from us. And he was causing liberty and freedom to come to you and I through his son Jesus Christ, to make life and to make salvation more possible for you and I through his son Jesus Christ. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know today that God has not forsaken you. God is not working with you. He has not stopped working with you. He sees you and knows you, calls you by your name. And praise be to the Lamb of God. If you've accepted Jesus Christ into your heart and life, your name is in the Lamb's book of life. It is written, it is signed, sealed, and delivered. And the devil cannot stop the mighty moving of God. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Listen, I want you to know today, 1 Peter 1 and 18 says this, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as the Lamb without blemish, without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundations of this world, but was manifested in these last times for you and for me. He, hallelujah, hallelujah, it is through God Almighty has made it, prepared the way for you and I that we can live in this world a victorious life without a shadow of a doubt that God will and God will move and he will have his way in our hearts and in our lives. I want you to know today, our Lord has come to set us free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Set free even by the Scriptures. John's Gospel 8 and 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make what? Shall make you free. To be free. To be free indeed. Not only to set free by the scriptures, but to be set free by the Savior. John 8:36, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. When Jesus speaks, everybody else has got to listen. When God speaks, everybody else has got to listen. Listen, this world may do what it wants to do, be what it wants to be, go where it wants to go, but God, our sovereign God, He is still in control. He still reigns. He still rules. The enemy has to even begin to bow down at God Himself. The enemy is limited to what he can do, but God is almighty. I want you to know today, not only does He set us free from the scriptures, He sets us free from by the Savior, but He sets us free by the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You can't begin to understand. I cannot begin to understand. But God moves as He is a Spirit. He moves on the heart of men. He moves on the heart of women. He moves on the heart of children. He moves on what He has created. He even moves in the universe. He moves on the stars. He moves on the moon. He moves on the sun. He moves in nature. He moves on trees. He moves on the grass. He moves on the animals. God moves. Because we can walk out every day and we can look at His creation. Listen, you can go up north and look at the mountains. South Carolina has mountains as well as they have a beach. Mountains may not be the greatest mountains, but they're mountains. You can go the north of South Carolina and see a little bit of mountain. You can go south and see a little bit of the beach. You can see the creation of the ocean. Everywhere you go, you can see the creation of what God has done. And if we even see the creation of what God has done, I want you to know God is in charge. Fourth, God cares about our fellowship. Exodus 6:7 says this, I will take you as My people, and I will be your God. Look at this. I will take you as My people, and I will be your God. God will take you, and He will be your God. He will be the God that will fight your battle. Listen, the battle is not yours. The battle is God's. Listen, Goliath fought against little David, but it wasn't just a smooth rock that killed Goliath. It wasn't nothing but God Almighty through little David that brought the big giant down. Because David stepped out and said, Lord, I'm going to bring this giant down, but it's not going to be me, but it's going to be You behind me that's going to bring the giant down for this town. And that's the same way God does with us. It's not going to be you. It's not by your might. It is not by your power, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord of hosts that's going to fight the battle for you. You're not going to do it within yourself, but what's inside of you is going to come out of you. And when you have the relationship vertical, hallelujah, with God one-on-one through all that you go through, then you will begin to move out horizontally. You'll begin to see. You will see the mighty move of God. When you connect vertical, then you can see what's happening horizontal. Listen, He says God would have fellowship with them. God will have fellowship with you. He would be their God. He will be your God. He will give them assurance of His presence. God will give him, He will give you assurance of His presence. He would guide them night and day, the cloud by day, the fire by night would lead them out. He would provide all of their needs, provide for all of their needs. God will provide all the needs in your life. Not only will God care about our fellowship, but in my closing today, God cares about our future. God cares about your future. God cares about my future. Listen, Exodus 6 and 8 says this, "And I will bring you into the land which I swore." Listen, he's reminding Moses. He's reminding him, "I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, to give to Isaac, and to give to Jacob." In other words, God is reminding Moses and reminding his people, "I was with Abraham, I will be with you. I was with Isaac, I will be with you. I was with Jacob, I'll be with you." He went from generation to generation to generation, and he says, "And I will give it to you as a heritage." What? He says, "Because I am the Lord." I am the Lord. Folks, I don't know about you, but I get comfort in this to know that God is in charge. There is nothing that surprises Him. You may be surprised. You might be surprised your friend lets you down. You might be surprised that everybody has let you down. You might be surprised that you thought you had a friend and they put a dagger right in your back. You might have thought about a lot of that. Listen, but it was not a surprise to God. Because God saw it all. He knows all. He knows where you're at. He knows where you were in the past. He knows where you're at now in the present. And He knows where you'll be at in the future. Come on now, church. God knows. God knows. Did you know God is already there before you give your last breath in this world today? God is already there. He's just waiting for you to catch up. Think about that. He's already there. He's just waiting for you to catch up. You see, God's already there because God is all-knowing. God is all-knowing. Listen, He cares about our future. "I will bring you into the land." God would keep His promise. The promises are made through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Their heritage was guaranteed like ours. It was guaranteed. 1 Peter 1 and 4 says this, "To an inheritance of incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you." Look at that. It is reserved. It's not dissolved. God is preparing a place for you. God is working on a house for you, a mansion. Listen, I want you to know today, God sees exactly what's going on in your life. But here's the thing. God said He would put no more on you than you can bear. But He said, "I'll make a way of an escape." Does it mean that He'll take the burdens completely away from us because we don't have faith unless it's tested? When your faith has been tested, then you know that you have faith. And when things come your way, listen, God will be there with you because guess what? He says, "Yoke up with me." He says, "My yoke is easy. My burdens are small." And listen, when we yoke up with Him, I promise you, things will go so much smoother in our lives and we'll see the hand of God in our lives. Let God lift those burdens in your life today. Let God be God in your life. Stop taking the burdens on. Stop carrying the burdens on. Relinquish it. Say, "Lord, I fully surrender Your lordship. Lord, be Lord in my life because I can't handle it. Listen, you'll make a big mess out of it. How many times have you tried to handle your burdens? How many times have you tried to control things and it still does not go your way? It's time to say, Lord, I can't handle this anymore. I can't handle this more. I've got to give it to you, Lord. Listen, come to Christ in faith. And my friend, be set free. Be set free. I don't know about you, but any time that I've ever felt like a heavy weight on me, and you say, Pastor, do you get a heavy weight on you? Oh, yes, I do. I'm human just like you. I go through things, maybe not like you, but I go through other things through it too. And when I get a heavy weight or a heavy burden on me, the only thing that I can do is just look up to the Lord. Look up to the Lord and say, Lord, I cannot handle this on my own. Because in your mind, you think you can handle it. In your mind, you're saying, I won't bother you right now, God. I think I can handle this. But if I need you, Lord, I'll call you. No, that's when you call on God, because that's what the devil wants you to do. The devil doesn't want you to call on God. He wants you to handle it yourself, but you can't do it because the burden is too great. And that's when you got to say, Lord, I'm leaving it in your hands. And I promise you, when you leave it in God's hands, physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally, mentally, when all of these things come your way, you're to say, Lord, I'm giving it to you. I can't handle it anymore. That's when you relinquish it, that's when God becomes God in your life. That's when you really see the hand of God in your life. When you say, Lord, I can't handle it. Because now He knows that you're calling on Him. He knows that you're not just appeasing Him. He knows that you can't handle it now. Because now you realize you can't handle it now. Then that's when God becomes God in your life. Stand with me across the building today.